Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
This morning we are continuing our series on lessons from lockdown. Recently, Pastor Neil asked me what some of my lessons was, and the first thing that came to my mind was making sure that you go to the supermarket at the right time. If you're the designated shopper in your household, you'll realize that if you time it wrong, you're going to be standing in a line for quite some time just to get into the store. Well, a couple of weeks ago, Deborah gave me a grocery list of items to go to the supermarket for, and I was standing in line, and when I got to the door, I began to follow that one-way system around our local supermarket. But it wasn't until halfway around the supermarket I realized that I had missed some of the items on my list. So I had to go back to the start and try and pick up those items that I had missed. And I'll be honest, I was thinking to myself, wow, I can't wait until we get back to normal. Remember normal? Remember a few weeks ago when we felt like we were in control, we weren't being controlled? Remember when it felt like we had more certainty about our future? I wonder this morning, are you feeling a little bit out of control? Are you feeling like you've got a lack of certainty in your life? Maybe during this lockdown time, you felt a bit lost. It's okay to feel like that. It's okay to feel a little bit out of control at times, and we can visit that place, but we can't stay there. It's important that we only make it a passing visit, that we move forward. When we feel that we're out of control or there's a lack of certainty in our life, we can become fearful. And fear is the root to anxiety and anxious thoughts. And if we're not careful, we can quickly become out of control. But the good news this morning is that Jesus doesn't want you to be out of control in lockdown. He doesn't want you to feel lost in lockdown. He wants to help you to lead yourself through lockdown. In the Bible, we read of Mary Magdalene who returns to the empty tomb. She's been already and she's passed the news to Peter and John, and she comes back to try and work out where they have taken Jesus's body. She is lost. She's confused. She's fearful. She's uncertain of what our future looks like now. And the angels and Jesus ask her this question: why are you crying? Have you asked yourself that recently? Why am I getting upset about this? Why am I feeling like this? You know, Jesus cares. He cares how you feel right now. He cares and is concerned about what you are concerned about. And he wants to help you to lead yourself through lockdown. Turn with me in your Bible. If you've got your Bible, it'll come up on your screen, to John's Gospel chapter 20. And we're going to read this account of when Mary comes to the tomb. It says, "Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, 'Woman, why are you crying?' 'They have taken my Lord away,' she said, 'and I don't know where they have put him.' At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize it was Jesus. He asked her, 'Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?' Thinking he was the gardener, she said, 'Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him and I will get him.' Jesus said to her, 'Mary.' She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, 'Rabboni,' which means 'teacher.' Jesus said, 'Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.' Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, 'I have seen the Lord.' And she told them that he had said these things to her." How do you lead in lockdown? How do you lead yourself in lockdown? Well, I think Mary gives us some pointers here that are helpful for us, that as we're caught up in this unique situation, how we can lead ourselves through this time. Well, firstly, she shows us that we need to seek God. She was looking for Jesus in the midst of our challenge. She's doing the right thing. She's looking for Jesus. I wonder, what are you looking for? What are you looking at just now? Are you spending a lot of time looking on social media, on your TV, on Netflix, or maybe at what your neighbors are doing? You know, all these things are okay, but too much can be unhealthy. I wonder, are you looking to Jesus or looking for Jesus in the midst of this season? One of the items on the list that Deborah had wrote out for me was vanilla extract. She wanted to do some baking and she needed this ingredient. And it wasn't in the supermarket, so I had to go on this mission of going around the local stores to try and find vanilla extract. And eventually I went to a store that I don't regularly go to, a little corner shop, and they had the vanilla extract. It meant that I had to go and do something a little bit different, which meant a little bit more effort, but I was so pleased once I found that item. That's what it's like when seeking Jesus. You know, we are in a familiar place in our homes, but if we're being honest, this feels a little bit different just now with all the different measures and things that are happening. But we can't wait until we get back to church before we have a fresh encounter with Jesus. You can have a fresh encounter with him today. And it begins by pursuing him and by seeking him and looking for him in the midst of this situation. Now, Mary doesn't realize that she's talking to Jesus. She even thinks that he's the gardener. She was still looking for the Jesus that she knew before the cross and even before the resurrection. She needed a fresh encounter of who Jesus is today. I wonder today, are you still looking at a past experience or a past understanding? No, you can have a fresh revelation of who Jesus is today in your home, in this moment. You know, she teaches us that when we seek him with all our hearts, we'll find him. She teaches us that actually, God is a lot closer than we realize in this moment. Jesus is in the middle, and in the middle of this mess that we are in today, he's in your home, he's with you. He's just as close as the mention of his name. And you can have an encounter with him today. So in the midst of this lockdown season, we need to seek him. We need to look towards him. And notice it was when Jesus called her name that she realized who he was. Jesus is calling your name right now. He's calling to you, and he opens up an invitation for you to come into a newness of relationship with him. Are you looking for Jesus? If you're looking for him today, can you look to the cross? Because there you'll see his love. And then look to the empty tomb, because there you'll see the power that he has to transform your life and to help you to lead yourself through lockdown. Wouldn't it be great if this was the moment when all our loved ones and people that we have been praying for would begin to look for Jesus? You know, in the midst of the craziness and everything that's been happening, wouldn't it be amazing if this was just God setting us up for a spiritual awakening in our homes, in our country, and in our world? Come on, we've been praying, heal our land. We've been praying for our loved ones. Wouldn't it be great if this was the moment that our loved ones began to look to Jesus? Mary also teaches us another lesson, that in lockdown, we need to let go. She shows us the importance of surrender. Baby Daniel has been bringing great joy to us in our home during lockdown. He's 17 months now and he loves to listen to music. And he's often just dancing around the living room, listening to his favourite songs and sing along, playing his instruments. But his song of the moment is a song by Hillsong Young and Free called Let Go. And he knows some of the words. He knows the bit in the chorus that goes ooh la la. And he just walks around the living room going ooh la la, ooh la la. And that means that he wants us to put that video on the TV screen. And as soon as it comes on, he gets going, and it kind of feels like we're just listening to this over and over again. And Deborah and I have said to each other, I think maybe God's trying to tell us something here. Because the chorus says this, when I let go, I find life. It's interesting here that Jesus says to Mary, do not hold on to me. Strange, because Mary's been looking for Jesus. You would think that she would be encouraging him to hold on to him at this time, but he explains to her, no, this is not good. You've got to let go so that I can ascend to the Father. And when I ascend to the Father, the promise of the Father will come to this world. That's the Holy Spirit. That would mean that God would not be confined to Jesus in Israel walking around the towns and the villages, but now the Holy Spirit would cover the whole earth. And right now in your home, in this TV studio, and all around our world, God's presence is there. But they had to let go of Jesus so that he could ascend to the Father. It's so important that we don't hold on too tightly in this life. I wonder, what could you let go of today? What are you holding on to? Are you holding on to how life was before lockdown? Are you holding on maybe too tightly to your business, too tightly to your family, too tightly to your future? Maybe this morning you need to let go, because when you let go, you realize that your hands are open and you're in a place of surrender. But also when you let go, you fall into the arms of your Father. The Bible tells us that his arms are everlasting arms and they are upholding you. When you let go, you fall into his grace and you fall into his mercy. What are you holding on to? What are you holding on to too tightly that maybe this day you need to let go? I read it this week. God can do way more with your surrender than you can with your control. As Craig Rochelle goes on and says, surrender isn't a one-time event. It's a daily choice. Maybe you're holding on too tightly today, but I want to encourage you to let go. Those who leave everything in God's hands will eventually see God's hand in everything. Maybe today you're concerned and you're worried about your family, your future, your finances. You can place that in God's hands today and you can trust him with your future. If you feel like you're out of control, if you feel like there's a lack of certainty, if you put that in God's hands, he can do way better than we can, and you can trust him today. A few years ago, I remember reading a book about Eric Liddell. You know, you're probably familiar with Eric Liddell. He was the guy from Chariots of Fire. If you remember the movie, you probably definitely remember the theme song. But in that book, I read about a girl from Peterhead called Annie Buchan. Annie was the baker's daughter, and at 30 years old, she sensed the call of God to go to the mission field. So Annie went to Dundee to train to be a nurse and a midwife, and then signed up with the London Missionary Society to be sent out to China. And whilst in China, she met Eric Liddell. Eric and his family did an incredible work pioneering in China, reaching many people. But unfortunately, during this time, the Japanese invaded China and it was no longer safe for missionary families to be in that area. So Eric's family were sent away to Canada, but he remained. And so did Annie Buchan. And they were both taken captive in a prisoner camp. But even in the midst of their lockdown, he continued to work with the Chinese children and the parents to teach them about God's love. He used to run races with the children in the prisoner camp, but after some time he became malnourished and really poorly and was taken into the hospital. Right at the end of his life, the only other person that was with him was Annie Buchan. And at these last few moments of his life, Annie was the only one there who could overhear his final words. And with the energy that he had left within him, he quietly whispered to Annie, "It's complete surrender." You see, Annie and Eric earlier in their life had had a moment when they went from just believing in God to surrendering their life to God. And I wonder today, is there an Annie Buchan listening today? Is there an Eric Liddell? Is there someone at home? And maybe God's been challenging you through this season to, actually, this is not a wasted time. This is a time of preparation. That as you're seeking God and as you are surrendering afresh to him, that he's setting you up for the next season in your life. I can look to a moment in my journey when I went from just believing to surrendering my life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. That's not a one-off event. That's a daily choice. And I wonder, as we approach the end of this time today, I want to lead a prayer that maybe you at home today could make a fresh decision to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus demonstrates to us how we are to lead in this life. He was humble. The Bible tells us that he came in humility, that he took on the form of humanity. He humbled himself even to die a criminal's death. That on the cross, he took our place. He took our sin and our shame. And now our response is to give him our lives. You know, it was Jesus who prayed, "Not my will, but the Father's will." It was him who, throughout his life, chose to seek God's will and to surrender his life to it. I was sharing this thought on seeking and surrendering with some people from teen challenge centres in the northeast of Scotland. And just last week, the girls at Benaiah, I was preaching to them through a video message. It's sort of one of the new things that I'm learning to do. And as I was explaining this message to them, I just tried to hone in on this thought of, come on, what's our tactic? It's the SAS, seek and surrender. And I led them in this prayer of making that decision to come under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And afterwards, one of the staff members, Ashley Runcie, she texted me and she told me about one of the girls. See, one of the girls previously had been caught up in gangs, and she was part of a gang, and she had a tattoo on her ankle, which was her gang stamp, which said S-A-S. She told me now she has found Jesus, and now that stamp on her ankle has got a completely new meaning to her. When she looks at that, she's got a new life's motto: to seek and surrender. Now, I wonder if you're at home today and you're caught up in whatever your life looks like, but to be fair, you don't know Jesus. You've never looked at a moment in your life, a defining moment, where you've called out to him and you've begun a relationship with him. You don't know the transforming power that Jesus can bring to you today. I want to give you an opportunity right now that you can say, "Daniel, I want to start a relationship with God. I recognize my life's a mess. I feel out of control. I've got no idea what the future holds. If I'm being honest, I'm really worried and concerned." But it's not just about what's going on outside, it's what's going on inside of me. You know, maybe you can look to things in your life and it actually causes you regret. You just feel rubbish when you think about that. The Bible calls that sin. And that's what separated us from our Father in heaven. But the good news is, Jesus came into this world, and when he went to the cross, he took all that rubbish, he took all the sin upon him, and he became the sacrifice that we deserved, but he took our place. He took the penalty, he took the punishment, so that today you can ask for God to forgive your sins because of what Jesus has done. If that's you this morning, you want to begin a new life, a relationship with God, and I want you just to repeat these words after me. I'm going to lead a prayer. And just follow these words after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you came into this world, that you went to the cross, you took my place, you died for my sins. I confess I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. Make me into a new person by the power of your Spirit. Help me to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer right now, can I encourage you right away to send a message on Facebook Messenger or an email to info@apexcentre.org.uk, and please let us know. It's so important that not only do you believe in your heart, but you confess with your mouth, that you tell someone about the decision that you've just made. But I also want to give an opportunity for everyone else at home. You're a Christian, you love God, you believe. But I wonder if you've ever took this time to surrender your life to him. Or maybe you have been on the journey a long time, and maybe like me, we just need to make a choice, to make a fresh decision to seek and surrender. Surrendering our lives to him. Maybe you're in the midst of this season and God's preparing you for what's next. Well, can you join in this prayer? Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are in control of all things. I thank you that your everlasting arms are underneath and holding all things together. I confess your lordship in my life. Help me to live according to your will, to your purposes. Help me to be more like Jesus. Help me to be humble. Help me to be loving, grace-filled, and merciful. Help me. I recognize my own weaknesses, and I ask for the power of the Holy Spirit to work mightily within me. In Jesus' name, amen.